Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Work Daily, episode 1235, The Great Resignation or The Great Regret, by Molly Fletcher of mollyfletcher.com. And I'm Dan, your host and narrator, and welcome to another edition of Optimal Work Daily, where I read to you every single day, including weekends like today. And we're going to jump right into our post now from Molly Fletcher as we optimize your life. The Great Resignation or The Great Regret by Molly Fletcher of mollyfletcher.com. Has the Great Resignation become the Great Regret? You've probably heard the staggering statistics about the number of people who have left their jobs since the pandemic. Chances are you know someone who recently switched careers. Maybe that person is you. Whether the choice was made due to the impact of the pandemic, burnout, or the opportunity for higher compensation or benefits, people are shaking things up. However, according to a recent poll by USA Today, only 26% of those who have changed jobs during the Great Resignation like their new job enough to stay. So how can you be sure that you won't make a decision that you will regret? What is the Great Regret? As the Great Resignation continues, with 4.4 million Americans quitting their job in the last month, many employees are weighing difficult decisions about potential job and career changes. Evaluating the pros and cons of leaving your role for a new one can feel overwhelming, and many employees who have been a part of the Great Resignation are regretting their choice. USA Today has coined this wave of regret the Great Regret. According to a recent poll by USA Today, 1 in 5 workers regrets quitting their old job over the past 2 years, and only 26% like their new job well enough to stay. Additionally, 30% of respondents felt their new role was different from what they had expected, and 36% felt their work-life balance has suffered as a result of their recent job change. We all know that competition to retain and attract talent has become even more competitive throughout the Great Resignation. More and more, it seems eye-catching job titles and puffed-up job descriptions are false doors, luring workers to new roles that aren't as described. So, how can workers know if it's really time to leave their current roles, and if the greener pastures on the other side of the fence really offer a better opportunity? 2 things to consider before a job change. Do me a favor, if you're one of those people that's considering hopping, take time to get clear on these 2 things. Number 1, are you searching for purpose in another job when it's possible to find it right where you are? If you're considering leaving your role due to burnout, do you know what the source of your burnout is? Could it be a boss, a colleague? Maybe it's a toxic work environment. Or is it a daily task that drains your energy? As Rebecca Minkoff shared on my podcast, sometimes work is self-care too. When you do the work to root out the source of your burnout, you'll create a clearer picture of if your happiness in your current role is salvageable. An honest conversation with your manager about what is draining your energy could reignite your passion for your current role. And number 2, recognize that when we know why we do what we do, it changes how we show up in that role. When evaluating a new role, ask yourself, is this new role aligning more deeply with your purpose? Will it bring more fulfillment? Because here's the thing, when our work becomes unfulfilling, it can burn us out. We will always be dissatisfied with a new role, no matter the compensation, fancy benefits, etc., if we don't know why we do what we do. We have to do the work to understand our why, because when we are guided by purpose, our lives and our work become more fulfilling. Your game changer takeaway. My challenge to those considering a job or career change is don't let your judgment be clouded by a fancy job title, compensation, or cushy benefits, but instead take the time to truly weigh the pros and cons. Ensure you won't live to regret your decision by doing the work to clean up your side of the fence before hopping it. Get clear on your why and make sure the new role will align with your purpose in order to find fulfillment in your work. Additionally, Remember that interviews are your opportunity to ask the hiring manager important questions so you're not blindsided by a role that is nothing like what you read on the LinkedIn ad. Consider asking questions like, what will my hours look like? And describe the team structure and team culture. If you need flexibility, make sure you ask about that and negotiate it up front. Don't be a part of both the Great Resignation and the Great Regret. You just listened to the post titled, The Great Resignation or the Great Regret? By Molly Fletcher of mollyfletcher.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business, and it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. And thank you so much to Molly, who's one of our regular contributing authors here. She is a trailblazer in every sense of the word, a rare talent blend of business wisdom, relationship brilliance, and unwavering optimism. As a popular keynote speaker, she shares the unconventional techniques that helped her thrive as one of the first female sports agents in the high-stakes and big-ego world of professional sports, and now as a successful entrepreneur. The Molly Fletcher Company inspires leaders, teams, and organizations to kickstart growth. To access more great articles and content from Molly, just head over to her website, mollyfletcher.com, which I have linked in this episode's description. That's going to do it for this Saturday edition of OWD. I thank you, as always, for being here and listening all the way through. And I'll be back with you tomorrow for the Sunday show, and that is where your optimal life awaits.